In the WGHN studio, we have Vice Chair and Ottawa County Commissioner Josh Brueger. Hello, Josh. Nice to have you here.
Good morning, Mary Ellen. Good to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. You know, it got to a point where Roger was a regular guest because, unfortunately, the last 2 years, he was kind of shut down all the time. He didn't get a lot of chances to really talk.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
Yeah.
And the previous board had ended commissioner comments at the end of meetings. They
right.
stopped doing those after decades of having done that. We added that back.
Good.
So that gives all commissioners the opportunity to speak a little bit more than they had the opportunity in the last 2 years.
Which I want to talk about because you told me something off the air and I thought it was great. But okay. I know that a public comment, many spoke about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And such passion.
Oh, my goodness. Yes,
some of,
was.
I mean, gosh, I was sitting there going, wow. And I wanted to ask you, when people are speaking passionately about something like diversity, equity, and inclusion, are the Ottawa Impact Four listening?
You know, it's a fair question. It's a fair question of all of us.
Well, it is. You're right, it is.
When there are an hour and a half of public comments.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And the majority of those comments yesterday were about, were DEI affiliated or associated. Definitely, you know, you've got to pay attention because people have come in to speak. I sense yesterday that with those heartfelt stories that were shared about, one woman came in, talked about her son who has Down syndrome.
Yeah.
He's become friends with Aiden Hutchins. Hutchinson, thank you. On the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
He's been with U of M and the band and just an all-star kid who raises awareness to, you know, Down syndrome.
Right.
When you talk about inclusion from a perspective like that, you can't not listen to that. Another woman shared a story about how in the 70s her husband had to sign off so that she could apply for a job. That was absolutely ridiculous. And we're talking about equity issues, about pay. You know, those are real heartfelt issues. And you can't help but listen. So based on the comments that four commissioners from who affiliated with Ottawa Impact made at the end of the meeting, I did get a sense that they were listening.
Good. I'm really happy to hear that.
Absolutely. So
it was
great to hear.
Good. That's really, really good. Yeah, because, I mean, I think sometimes you got to break it all apart, and sometimes you may need someone else to talk to you about diversity, equity, inclusion, and somebody that maybe has that in their life all the time, and you kind of go, okay, I sort of get where you're going
Absolutely, you
okay,
do.
Good.
And it's when you put the DEI together, as three have said this before, it becomes a buzzword, a dog whistle, or whatever it is. But when we break them apart and talk about each issue individually, for whatever reason, it gets traction because there are great, great parts.
Now, you guys voted to not initiate litigation about the closure of the Campbell plant.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
They told me when I had them on the air, it's closing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they have said the same thing
to
us. And, you know, I think it was two meetings ago. We drafted
a resolution
to ask the state of Michigan regulating agency to take a second look.
Okay.
Because the decision to close the Campbell was made in 2022. A number of things have changed. Maybe some green energy hasn't come online as fast.
Okay.
So we thought a second look was merited. I voted in support of that. Absolutely.
Right.
And as county officials, we look to the state to weigh in on those things.
Right.
But when it came to initiating a lawsuit,
we've
been through enough the last 2 years. And with an unknown price tag on it against a company like Consumers, we could be in deep on that one. So
Consumers owns the land. Am I correct on that?
Correct. They do. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Consumers.
What kind of shape is that land in? Maybe I need to take a drive out there.
I think that's a great idea. There are spots that are absolutely beautiful.
Okay.
They're still very beach and sand duny.
There's
admittedly spots that have the fly ash or the coal ash piles that are out there. It looks a bit like a desert. And then the power plant itself is old and run down. And they've made some great improvements to it over the last years as far as cleaning the coal. The emissions, but at the end of the day, it is an old power plant. It's a tired power plant, and Consumers has made the decision to close it.
Okay.
That is absolutely fine by me.
That's going to be happening. There's nothing, you know, I know that one of the commissioners had mentioned that he had talked to somebody in the Department of Interiors at the White House.
Yes, absolutely.
Jordan.
Commissioner Jortsma. I can't remember the scenario that played out and how it came about. But yes, he had a conversation with an individual from the Department of, what was it? Say it again.
Interiors.
In Department of the Interior.
Mm-hmm.
And according to that representative, the Trump administration is aware
of good. We'll see. Hey.
The Campbell plant. I suspect the Trump administration has a lot of other more important things on their plate right now.
I think so.
But we'll see what happens.
I think so. Let's talk about the update to the rules relating to voting limits. What was that all about? Robert's Rules of Order, the 12th edition, shall govern all questions of procedure not otherwise provided by the rules or by state or federal. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you got it. No, that's a bit of a mouthful.
Over my head. You hear that?
I think as Commissioner Doug Zyles said, I'm not a parliamentarian.
No.
But, you know, Robert's rules are a guide.
Okay.
They are a guide that, I can't remember when Mr. Roberts actually was around. We're talking hundreds of years ago. And, it's a guide for how to run a meeting. But as, Commissioner Zylstra said as well, it's not intended to be a straitjacket.
Okay.
And so boards, our board and other boards from time to time will make some little bit of changes to
which
those
you guys
rules,
have done.
Which we have done in
okay.
the past and which we did yesterday. And yesterday the idea is or was and remains because a version of it got passed to call the question. In Robert's rules, calling the question means let's take a vote on the issue that we're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
No more debate.
Because the debate can take hours.
You got it. We've all said our piece.
Okay.
And at this point, it's getting we've noticed this at the county meetings.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I'm guilty of it as well. We get a little bit chippy after a little while. And everybody knows where they're going to land, so let's take a vote.
Okay.
According to Robert's rules, as it's written, that takes a supermajority. In our case, 8 out of 12, or two-thirds majority.
Okay.
We were hoping, or I was personally hoping, that we would get a simple majority,
uh-huh.
which is in line with the change that the prior board made when it comes to adding items to agenda. You
okay.
just need a simple majority. There was a great compromise that took place. Commissioner Zylstra brought forward an idea of saying it's a majority plus one, or mm-hmm. a three-fifths majority, and that did get traction. I didn't vote in favor of that amendment, but it was beautiful to see that it was let's call it a tripartisan support for the amendment. There were traditionally Ottawa Impact commissioners who voted for it.
Mm-hmm.
There were traditional Republicans, and then there was a Democrat who voted for it.
What do you know?
And that is a beautiful thing when that starts happening on a board. We're making good progress.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
at the end, it got passed like as that, and it now takes 7 people instead of 8 people to call the question.
Okay. I know some of the commissioners felt that their voices are kind of being squashed, which I'm trying to wrap my head around that because for 2 years I watched these meetings. For 2 years I saw how other commissioners were treated, specifically former Commissioner Roger Bergman, and he was treated very poorly. There were times it was really hard to watch. So I'm trying to wrap I almost want to say to them, why don't you go back and watch the last 2 years worth of meetings and see how you treated people? But at the same time, you don't want to get catty. You don't want to be immature. This isn't high school. This isn't a student council meeting. We're adults, right?
Yes.
So you kind of have to be diplomatic. I get it.
We do our best.
I know. It's not easy.
I do my best, but hey, we're all guilty. We're human. We're prideful. We take things personally.
Yeah.
But on that issue in particular, absolutely. I remember coming in to a meeting probably, a year before I was in the position after I was nominated. I thought, after I decided to run.
You would go to meetings.
Let's start going to meetings.
Okay.
Let's re-engage with the community. Let's see what's out there.
Yeah.
And to watch Commissioner Bergman have to leave his seat at the dais to walk around and stand in line with the general public because he wasn't afforded the opportunity to speak as a commissioner sitting in his chair, that's just not right.
No.
And that took place over the last 2 years.
Right.
So, and that's one of the ways you silence the minority. You limit their ability to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You remove them or limit the number of postings that they have on committees.
And you didn't do that.
No, we absolutely did not. The new board majority and especially Chair Teeples and myself worked very hard to make sure that there was equal representation on all of our appointments. And we've done it.
The meetings are still long, though, because I know you have committee meetings during the month, and then you have the one big meeting. Do you think you're going to go back to two?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know. I have to talk to Chair Teeples.
Yeah, that's actually going to be a discussion item on our next agenda.
It is. Okay.
Absolutely. And okay. Part of it is to look at the length of meetings. The other part is, you know, how is the one meeting a month frequency working out for staff Okay. Is it an improvement?
I see.
You know, one of the reasons we did that is because there's a lot of staff time that goes into each of those meetings, set up, tear
down. Isn't
that
a fact? And I appreciate the closed caption on the meeting because it makes it easier for me to transcribe. Thank you.
Isn't that great?
Yes, thank you.
That's our staff doing an awesome job.
But no, you're right. Yeah. To set up a meeting like that, you don't just turn on the lights in the boardroom and walk in.
No.
It's, yeah.
A lot goes into that. Yeah. And then when you have staff members sitting there listening to us, as I said, pontificate for hours on end, it's cost the county thousands of dollars, I would wager, in just salaries of staff people sitting there.
Sure.
So, you know, yesterday's meeting was long. It was a total of 6 hours, but I broke it down this way. An hour and a half was public comment.
Okay.
So you take that out.
Well, you take that out, you're right.
Used to be there, we're down to 4.5. And then at the end, there was about an hour of presentations from different officials in the community on different departments. So if we take that out, we're down to about 3.5 hours of actual county commissioner activity in the meeting. That's not bad.
Okay.
We're heading in the right direction. But we'll see how that conversation goes next month and see how the rest of the board feels.
How's the staff doing in the different departments in Ottawa County? Pretty good?
I think they're doing well.
Okay.
I do know, I can say that when we were sworn in January and February, there was a positivity and an upbeatness among staff members that I've been told that we hadn't seen in a long time.
Okay.
And there were a lot of smiles around. So
that's good to hear.
You know, we're over the hump. We're getting into a little bit more of a routine. But on the horizon is another great change, and that is the hiring of a new county administrator. I am so excited that that job is posted. I've been told, I'm not involved in it at this phase, but I've been told that we've already gotten phone calls. I don't know if we have applications in, but that process is open for the next 30 days, and then we'll begin the rigorous process of selecting the next person to lead Ottawa County.
You're getting good at radio interviews because you just slid right into that.
Did I transition all right?
That was a great transition because I was going to ask you about that, where we were on hiring a new administrator. You probably want him in place by what, June or July, right?
June would be awesome.
June would be great.
I think that's probably optimistic. Yeah. July is probably realistic, and it may be into August before they're actually in there. By the way, I'd like your compliment was great, but even a broken clock tells the right time twice a day. So some of us get lucky.
I wanted to ask you about a couple of things. I didn't watch the whole meeting. I was in and out, and at one point I think I fell asleep with my dog in my lap because it was getting late and I was tired and whatnot. I know that there is a lawsuit that was filed against Commissioner Joe Moss, correct? Can you help me wrap my head around that? Okay.
There are several outstanding lawsuits that are carryovers. And one of them is against Commissioner Moss. That one is directly from former Commissioner Chris Kleingens.
Okay.
That one was not discussed yesterday.
It wasn't. Yep. Okay.
On yesterday's agenda was the Zimmer lawsuit.
Okay.
Which is a claim of an Open Meetings Act violation.
Yep.
It has to do with the severance packages that were played to former interim county administrator Benjamin Wetmore.
Yep.
And
John Gibbs.
The assistant, Jordan Epperson.
Boy.
Had to think of his name. I know. We have rolled through so many people
in
the last 2 years.
Okay, that is regards to that.
That was regards to that. Yep.
Okay. And were you voted to accept the attorney recommendations, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. The attorney recommendation was at this time to turn down the settlement offer that was made by the Zimmer party. We need to, as commissioners, myself included, look into that lawsuit a bit more before we can actually make a smart decision on what to do with that one. And we just have not had time yet with all that we've been doing in the last 3 months in the county.
Okay. Lastly, the letterhead, that was hard for me to wrap my head around because I came into that in the middle of it.
Yes.
So what did you decide? You have 3 minutes. What did you decide?
3 minutes. That's like call to the public. It's public comment. You have 3 minutes.
That's right.
I'll see how that feels. No. That was another great example of a compromise. There were two, I call it shining examples of compromise, and that was one of them.
That was one of them. Okay.
Absolutely. Piggybacks off of Commissioner Moss's letter to Grand Valley State University. And what we became aware of is that there were some rules as far as how commissioners are to, you know, compose themselves and present themselves in public, so long as they're not speaking out and acting as if they're speaking on behalf of the entire board.
Right.
But when it came to letterhead, county commissioners, there was no official letterhead. There was no official anything.
Okay.
And so my understanding is commissioners and probably Commissioner Moss just created his own letterhead, and it did have, it did present itself as if it could have been from the entire board. It was not. He's acknowledged that.
Yeah.
And so we took the opportunity to look at different ways that we can do that, that we can tighten up our board rules to make sure that the public knows that the optics are there, that when I, Josh Brueger, am writing, mm-hmm. I'm writing as myself, not mm-hmm. as the entire board.
Okay.
And I think we came to a good solution there. Not
okay.
perfect, but much better than what we had.
Because I'm sure they'll continue to state their opinions, which I guess they're allowed to do. And as long as you've got that tied up and taken care of, you know. I mean, some people felt like you treated them with kid gloves. But, you know, look, you have to get along and work together.
Yes.
Right?
I
don't want to see animosity
Absolutely.
On a screen. Yeah. I don't want to see animosity at a meeting. I'm like, ugh, that makes me nervous.
You bet.
Makes me uncomfortable.
And if you go back and watch that section of the meeting, there okay. was some wrangling that took place.
Okay.
Kit gloves, I can understand that, but I think we really did the hard work to come out with a compromise in the end that had Democratic support, Ottawa MPAC support, and traditional Republican support. It was I don't know. For me, it was a beautiful moment. I actually wanted to stand up and applaud.
Do you doodle during the meetings? I'm a doodler. I'm a doodler.
No.
No, you don't.
I've got to think about that. No, I don't doodle.
You're kind of looking over maybe emails and other things, and you're looking at your computer and maybe looking at documents and things like that, like your folder that you got in front of you.
I'm trying to figure out what's coming next.
Got it. Okay.
So that I'm prepared.
Okay.
You know, we spend hours the days and the weekend before a meeting. You've got to be aware that you might miss something. So you look at something a second time and get ready.
How are things going like in your personal life? Are you ready for spring and summer?
I apparently answered that question in less than 3 minutes, didn't I?
Yeah. Oh, actually you did.
That was great. That was phenomenal. See everyone, we can do
radio
this.
Is all about time. I'm telling you, I'm constantly looking at that clock.
That's
constantly.
Great. Constantly. On a personal note, life continues at the Brueger household. My wife is a social worker in the public schools up in North Muskegon.
Wonderful.
We've got one son at Grand Haven who is a soccer player. He is enjoying playing on a travel team right now.
Yeah.
And our oldest is out in Oregon at the University of Oregon, where he is loving his freshman year.
I love Oregon.
So yeah, well, we can't, as mom and dad, and I think even Caleb, our youngest son, can't wait to see Caden again soon.
Oh, I bet.
We're looking forward to the summer.
I bet. And I just want to say, you know, you remember when my car got Kia'd? My car got Kia'd.
I do remember.
It did.
This.
My car got Kia'd, you guys, and it got trashed, and the windows were all smashed, and I didn't know what to do. I don't have any family here. I put out a post on Facebook. Can somebody help me with a loaner for about a week? Josh Brueger, and you were not an elected official at the time.
No.
You were just a friend.
Yep.
You responded. You let me use your vehicle for over a week. All you said was, I want a half a tank of gas in it when you return it.
Absolutely.
I'll never forget that you did that for me, because I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah, Mary, that's
my little Kia. Oh.
Yeah, your car got Kia. That's what we got to do for people. And actually, for those of you who can't see, because we're on the radio, the vehicle that Mary Ellen borrowed is sitting right.
It's sitting right there, and I'll just never forget
for
that. It was just, I just threw it out there, and you were the first person to respond, and I was like, "All right, I'm going to take you up on it." Good to see you. I'll see you next month. Okay.
Great to see you too.
All right.